From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. It is Wednesday, April 22nd at 8:56, and we have Brian Stark and Todd Gleason on the line this morning. Good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. Thanks for having me on this morning during this third day of our spring fun drive. If those folks that have been listening haven't dialed in yet, I think they should right now at 217-244-9455. By the way, happy Earth Day. And farmers, you know, they're out there every day taking care of the earth. And right now they're in the midst of their planting season. Speaking of which, in 2023, did you know that that was the year USDA ARS updated the hardiness zones across the nation? They moved, on average, about one half of a zone upwards. So most people moved to a different zone, and that zone was warmer in 2023 than it was in 2012. Now, given all of that, what we're really thinking about today is how important agriculture is to the whole of the state of Illinois and state of Indiana's economies. It really is number one across the board. We are here each and every business day of the year with folks like Brian Stark to make sure that the farmers and those that are involved in the business understand what's really taking place. And if you've listened long enough, you know that what happens on the global stage makes a difference in the farm field that's outside of your small town. It really does. And if that makes a difference to you, if you're a farmer, we'd sure love you to make a donation today at 217-244-9455, Kimberly, or go online at willgive.org. And it's because of you and because of people like Brian Stark that really this service has been in place for such a very long time. Brian, good morning to you. Thank you for being with us, by the way. I know that your service has been really something that's instrumental for the farmers. First and foremost, as a local folks that work not only with agriculture and the elevator system, but with the ethanol and the distribution system, too. Thank you much for all of that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Todd, it's been an honor these past 20 years to participate in ag programming with WILL, and I would encourage all our listeners to please consider making a contribution. The program has been fantastic to get the word spread on agriculture on a daily basis to all of the farmers in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. So again, please consider making a donation to support the spring drive for WILL. Let's look at the markets here this morning. Chicago corn May futures are currently up a penny and a quarter at 4.55. July corn is up a penny and three quarters at 4.63 and three quarters. New crop December 26 corn futures up a penny and a quarter at 4.83. And March 27 corn futures up a penny at 4.96 and three quarters. Looking at the soybean market, Chicago May bean futures are currently up 2.5 cents at 11.77. July beans up 3 cents at 11.93 and a quarter. August soybeans up a penny and three quarters at 11.85 and three quarters. New crop November 26 bean futures up a penny and a half at 11.68. And January soybean futures up 0.75 cents at 11.80 and a quarter. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, May wheat futures are down a penny and a half at 6.03 and a half. July wheat futures down a penny and three quarters at 6.11. And September wheat futures down a penny and three quarters at 6.23 and three quarters. This past Monday, the USDA released the weekly crop progress ratings, which showed corn planting advancing to 11% week over week, soybean planting now at 12%. As we look at the two states that we cover, Illinois currently at 13% planted on corn, which is roughly 7% higher than last year at this time. Indiana at 14%, roughly 12% higher than last year. Illinois soybean progress is sitting at 20%, which is roughly 11% higher than last year. And Indiana at 19%, roughly 16% higher than last year. So as the weather continues to allow an open window for farmers, basis continues to strengthen as the end user remains needed coverage here over the next 6 weeks.